From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Congressional Budget Office's scoring on the Senate Republican health care plan, it finds 22 million people would lose insurance coverage, premiums would go up, and hundreds of millions of dollars in tax cuts would be given primarily to the country's wealthiest citizens. And that's among just many other changes. Marquita Little, the health policy director at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, joins me on the telephone. Thanks a lot for your time today.
No problem.
We've heard over the last few days a bit about Medicaid expansion, which benefits like 250,000 Arkansans. That program would end. But if you would change gears a little bit for me, what's your analysis on how the Senate bill's changes, the Senate bill would change the rest of the Medicaid program, expansion aside?
Sure. So first I'll just say, I think, you know, we were anxiously awaiting the Congressional Budget Office score as well, which basically proved what we already knew about the Senate health bill, that it will have devastating consequences for children and families across the country, but also specifically in our state. One of the biggest concerns from our standpoint is that we still continue to see those deep cuts to the Medicaid program, and that's a huge threat to some of the most vulnerable Arkansans. So that's children in our state, that's elderly populations, and that's people with disabilities. And it really just rolls back the promise that the federal government has always had with states to be a partner in covering the cost of our safety net healthcare program, which is Medicaid.
A lot of attention is on Medicaid, as you just mentioned, because the changes are pretty significant to that program. But many working-class and middle-class families access coverage through the ACA's individual marketplace or exchange, where you can shop between plans and receive federal subsidies for coverage. That would stay intact in some ways, but there are also some changes to that as well.
Arkansas is very uniquely situated when it comes to the insurance marketplace because of the way that we expanded our Medicaid program. So the great majority of people in our state's marketplace are there because they qualify for the Medicaid expansion program. So while there might be those tax credits and subsidies that will remain in place in the Senate bill, the threat of the expansion really could unravel our entire marketplace. So, you know, we'll see some increases just based on the Senate changes in terms of the cost of premiums. But we will probably see even larger increases in premiums in Arkansas if we lose the 250,000 to 300,000 people who are in our insurance marketplace.
We spoke earlier this week with the president of the Arkansas Hospital Association, Bo Ryle. He was talking particularly about rural hospitals. They're already not in too great financial shape to begin with, but they'd be put in especially dire shape, especially with the loss of Medicaid dollars. Access to health care in general, being in close proximity to a doctor or a hospital, it's an issue that your organization has studied. Have you thought about how those impacts might happen?
We agree with the Hospital Association's assessment of the devastating impact that these proposed changes would have on rural hospitals, and I'll go even further and just say the rural communities overall would be disproportionately impacted in a very negative way. So first, you know, in terms of rural hospitals, they are really often sort of the lifeblood of those rural communities in terms of being the, one of the major sources that people have for accessing care, but also providing jobs for many people in the community. We know that rural hospitals currently provide the great majority of care for a lot of the most low-income, elderly, and chronically ill Arkansans. So any threat to those populations losing coverage is definitely going to be a devastating blow for rural hospitals, because what we'll see is the state go back to the days of people not having coverage and hospitals having to shoulder the burden of providing care for people who had no way of paying for it. One final concern that I'll mention in rural communities that we'll see is the impact on rural children. You know, more than half of kids in our state are enrolled in the Medicaid program, but that number increases to over 60% when we're looking at rural communities in the state. So imagine that, the huge impact of over 60% of kids in rural communities potentially also losing access to a consistent source of health coverage, or at the very least, having less coverage available than they have today in terms of what we actually pay for.
In Arkansas, obviously, all we could influence are two senators, either way, for or against this legislation. Senator Cotton was one of 13 U.S. senators that helped draft this bill, though he hasn't publicly come out for it. Senator Bozeman also has not offered much comment on the legislation. What's your role to communicate to them? Do you feel like they are listening at all, or how do you interpret their silence?
So I think that, you know, hopefully we can interpret the silence as them listening, because they have not sort of blindly endorsed this version of the bill without considering the impact it will have on Arkansas. I hope that our lawmakers are listening, not just to the advocacy community, not just to health providers, but most importantly, actually listening to the families that will be directly impacted. I think those are the stories that matter the most, because those are the lives that will be affected the most in terms of people's day-to-day access to the care that they need to be healthy, productive citizens. So, I mean, we have tried to highlight those consumer stories and document those stories and ensure that those voices are heard as our lawmakers consider what's the best course of action.
Marquita Little, the Health Policy Director at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, thanks a lot for talking with us today, now that we've got some numbers from the Congressional Budget Office to help interpret this Senate health care bill with.
Thank you.